That's about all the folks had to do there.
Mm-hmm. And
cutting cloth all to pieces, just sewing. Didn't have nothing else to do. They're cutting little pieces, making figures, and just cutting it up and sewing it back together. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was foolish, looked like to me. I used to tell my mama, I said, why don't you just go and pick you out some pretty cloth and just cut it long as the cloth is, long as you want the quilt, and sew it together. And you still have it pretty. But just take 2 or 3 weeks regular work just putting it together to get one side there.
Did they ever do that? Did they ever just buy some cloth and make, they didn't?
Never get them to see it. You know, they don't. They don't care, don't too many of them, don't know, it's a lady up here, pieces all the time now. I'm after, she's my equal, right up here on the road. She pieces quilts for folks everywhere she can. That's her work, she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tell her, she says, oh, it's just better than you sew it up there. I said, just your mind look like to me.
did you ever use something to cover the bed in later years on top of the quilt, just sort of for looks? Yes, sir.
Spreads.
It would be a spread.
Yes, sir.
And did you ever have a long pillow across the whole bed?
A long what?
A long pillow.
Oh, no, sir. I never had them. I know boasters, some of them call them, I reckon. I don't know. I never did have one of them. Just one piece all the way across.
All right.
I don't remember that.
And you said that, did you have a stove or did you use fireplaces most of the time when you were young?
At home, my father's home.
Yes. Did you have a stove?
Or yes, sir. They always had a stove. I ain't never remember they didn't have a stove.
What did you burn in it? Just wood?
Wood, yes, sir.
Did you ever burn any coal?
No, sir. No. Never burn any coal.
Did you ever burn in your life? Or what have you burned later
wood,
years?
Wood.
Uh-huh.
Burned wood all my life.
Is that right?
Until a few years ago, it got, it's gas.
Mm-hmm. When you would use a stove, how would you get the smoke out? Would you explain how you'd fix the stove?
We always had flues. I see some folks just let it go out the wall, but mm-hmm. we always let it out, go out the top.
Uh-huh.
Get up overhead here, get your ventilator and put around there and keep it from getting the wall too hot, the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
and take brick like a chimney running on up 3 or 4 feet above the top,
mm-hmm.
and get joints and run on up in there.
Now that whole thing is a flue, is that, what would connect the stove to the flue?
The stove joints, pipes you may call
I
it,
see.
Steel.
I see.
You see the, you ever seen one?
Yes, I think I have.
I've got some out there now.
But so that's big.
All the different sizes, according to your stove. Some of them 7, some 6, some 8. 8's about as large as you get in diameter, you see.
Uh-huh.
Different sizes, according to the size of your stove. Fit them down and they go straight up. Well, I wouldn't want one to go out the wall. You get better benefit of the pipes. It's as hot as the stove. See that heat going on
that's
up
right.
there? That helps heat your house up quick.
That's right.
I like it.
What is a smokestack then? Is a smokestack on the flue or?
Why does smoke start?
Smokestack. That's right.
I see
is
what you're talking about.
Is that on the flue? Is that?
Starts right up there.